and they wanted a, we beat everything that come our way. And they just make all manner of fun in the world of us whenever we go on a field, wanting to know where the Port Washington baseball team was at. You know, we look like a bunch of rags out there. But when they, it wouldn't take us long whenever we got playing, they knew where we was from. And so Freeport was going to play Milton. So they borrowed me and Arthur and Edgar and Herbert. Arthur and Edgar was the twins, and me and Herbert all went with them to help them. If they thought they could just have us, they'd be. We got down there and we was giving them a send off. No joke, we was giving them a bit. We was beating them. They had the bleachers out there. I'm going down there and to get Robert to try to find where that field was at. And we were playing them, and the bleachers, the stand was full. And then there was people all around just standing out there. Boy, man, there was the most people there, and we were naturally born playing baseball. And somehow or another, this man had two little children, and the only two that I knew of. I don't know how many he had, but there were two there. Him and his wife was having some kind of family trouble, I guess, I reckon. I don't know what it was. But out there, he just went off down. He left the ball game and went downtown, and I guess maybe got him a drink and come back, and he felt a little better and a little more vicious. And he come back there, and his wife and kids were standing out there, and a bunch of people, nice looking people, nice looking children. His wife was a nice looking man. Of course, I didn't know her until I saw what happened. I saw her then. But he just come out there and went in that bunch and just called her, but walked up behind her, cut her head complete off, just a little skin on the back of it. I mean, cut the bone and everything. She fell over there and bled to death, and he took after one of them children. They run. And he took after one of them, and he cut it. He got close enough to it to run it through the bunch, and he caught her across the buttocks. Cut her across her clothes into her skin, not bad. And when he couldn't catch them and kill them, he wanted to kill them too, I reckon. But he just backed out there and wrecked his own neck.
Good.
That was the oldest looking thing that I've ever seen. And
I guess so.
We had to come out and buy them to get away from there. And we had to walk right there and see them. And she was a bad looking woman, all nicely dressed and everything, you know, clean looking. And they said, I said, I'm gone. I'm getting away from here. No, let's stay and see what goes on. I said, just a few minutes, the law will be here. And I said, they'll be taking your name and what you saw, and you'll be in court down there. And I said, there's people right here that can take care of that. I'm gone. I don't want to see no more of this. That was the awfulest thing I ever saw.
That does sound like a bad situation.
And I've never seen anything like that since or before, anything like that happen in a game like that. That was awful.
How many children did you have?
We got three.
The boys?
Two boys and one girl. We had one girl. We had four, but one of our oldest daughters, our firstborn, she died. And we've got one girl and two boys living.
They live close by around here?
Richard lives right here with us, our oldest son, and Robert's in Milton, and Rita's over here, our daughter, at Southport, between her close to Panama. She's a postmaster down here.
You got Port Washington?
Port Washington,
yeah.